Nike CEO John Donahoe said that the sportswear brand is, quote, not performing at our potential, end quote, and that it needs to lean back into wholesale and product innovation. According to Retail Dive, with Q3 revenue relatively flat at $12.4 billion, Nike is pivoting on its consumer direct strategy. Nike direct revenues last quarter were $5.4 billion, slightly up year over year, while digital sales fell 3%. Wholesale grew 3% to $6.6 billion, and net income for the year was down 5% to $1.2 billion. Donahoe outlined four priorities to right the ship: an increased focus on sport, a better flow of product innovation, a bolder brand marketing, and reinvestment in wholesale partners. Abhinav, we're going to go to you first on this one. Do you think this is, you know, a blip in the road as Nike is trying to, you know, lever up and down its D2C wholesale balance? Or do you think it's symptomatic of some bigger concerns over at Nike?
I am in the camp that this is slightly more than a blip, but it is not like a huge concern for me. Here are the reasons why.
First of all,
I think in the apparel space, digital was roughly flat across the board. There were a few retailers who saw declines. There were a few retailers mm-hmm. who saw an increase, but roughly mm-hmm. it was flat. So I'm not shocked by their digital being down. I think the second part is, Nike is a very strong brand. And I don't think the brand has been damaged by this. I think they tried an idea. The thing that I'm surprised by, it took them this long to realize this. I think they've been seeing effects of this over the last year or so.
Yeah.
And it took them so long to sort of say, okay, this is not working. We need to change it. They sort of took a drip approach to, yes, bringing back slowly the wholesale partners rather than saying, hey, okay, we've tested it. It didn't work. Let's pivot and let's go for it. And the third thing is, I was also surprised by the fact that if you go DTC, the whole idea is that you are going to make more margin.
Yeah.
And your profitability is going to increase, which didn't happen here. Maybe the reason was because they had to make a bunch of investments because they were not set up that way.
Right.
And they were probably a little bit more inefficient than they would have been if they had had 30 years of experience of selling directly to customers. So because of all these reasons, I think it's blip, but a slightly bigger blip, I would say. Why? Because the initiatives that Donahue is talking about, they don't start having full impact like this.
Yeah.
Now you are going to have, okay, innovation. You are going to bring back the partners. Now you have to produce the inventory. You have to get it to
right.
them. This
yes.
will probably, this is for full effect to take place, this is probably an 18 to 24 month cycle
mm-hmm.
Is what I'm looking at. So am I concerned about Nike in the long run? No, but it will have impact, lingering impacts over the next 18 to 24 months. But that's part of life. You experiment with something, doesn't work. But if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
Right. It's interesting, right, to think about, like, if D2C isn't working for Nike, that what does that say about the rest of the D2C companies out there, too? Like, are you going to have to start really going back to considering wholesale as an opportunity, which a lot of D2C companies have? Ben, you're shaking your head. What are you thinking about here? Are you in agreement with what Abhinav was saying, or do you have a few other points you'd like to throw out?
Yeah, I think generally agree with you, Abhinav. I will be, I think the next, as you state, you know, 12, 18, 24 months will be interesting to watch Nike as they're trying to build back up some of these retail partnerships and get on the shelves. You know, we know retailers cutting down on inventory to help on costs. And we've seen brands like On and Hoka, you know, take up shelf space as Nike has pulled away, you know, from some of these retailers. So, you know, they've got a very strong brand, but, you know, will they face some challenges getting back onto to the shelves in some of these stores? You know, will they see the same amount of shelf space? Be interested to see that as they get back to it.
Ben, I was wondering the same thing. Like, how is this? What's this relationship like now between the retailers, like on again, off again? I mean, Foot Locker's shares soared. Like, are we looking at, is this an issue or is it just like, look, we're Nike. It doesn't matter. We'll do whatever you want. we'll, you know, if we get you back in, we'll take you. We don't care. Like, just a jilted lover. We'll take you back again and again and again. Chris, you're laughing at me.
Yes. Yeah. Because that's exactly what it is, I think.
Yeah.
But Abhinav, I think Abhinav, what do you want to say?
Different point of view. Nike brand is so strong. In every retailer, they are a tier one brand.
Yeah.
Whether you are mass, whether you are footwear specialty, whether you are discount, everywhere. The brand is just so strong. You are number one. We will take whatever you give the moment they turn it back on. And that's why, like, I mean, I have worked with a lot of these retailers for whom Nike is a supplier. I just don't think the brand is so strong. I think they will get back in, but it's just a question of the cycle will take 18 months. 24 months.
Right.
And it's like, thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you,
well,
sir.
That's
may
what
have
I'm
another.
Wondering.
Exactly.
That's what it is, basically.
Do you think, though, that like they're going to ask for like more, like to solidify the relationship a little bit if we continue using this analogy? Like, I look at like what Nike and Dick's did where they're merging their loyalty programs. Like, do you think that the retailers will be like, all right, look, Nike, will you like, we got to do something to like hang on or like make this official? Chris, no, you don't think
so. They have no power. I mean, this goes back to Michael Porter's five forces of, you know, how business works. Like, the supplier power is all with Nike in this one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the brand. They can control everything. They can get anyone to do whatever they want. The interesting thing to me, though, I don't have much to add on this, but the interesting thing to me, though, is I think there is potentially a little bit more here because Abhinav, your point's right. Like, you can't just turn DTC. I mean, you can't just turn wholesale on again overnight. Right. And DTC, of course, is going to be a profit drain. It is for everyone that tries to do it. I mean, I remember living through that at Target. Like, I think it's a joke that ever came about and we've spent all this time talking about it. But the other thing to me is you know, being the jaded person I am when I read earnings announcements, I'm wondering if this isn't a little bit of an obfuscation tactic to also hint at the fact that the consumer is softening because, you know, just a few days ago, we also heard Lululemon come out and say the consumer is softening. So we are starting to project our sales for 2024 downward from where they have been. And so is this, you know, Nike not putting all the cards on the table potentially as well in regards to what they're seeing from the consumer, and is there more to come? So like when I put that lens on it, in addition to what Abhinav said, I'm like, things could actually get worse before they get better if it takes that long to turn the wholesale channel back on.
Man, I don't know. I feel like it seems like Nike is not in the same court as Lululemon. I think you're serving so much larger an audience that it feels like that can't be the case, but I guess we'll see, Chris. I guess we'll see.